was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there. Oh, those Christmases from long ago. Forgotten dreams, dreams that have come true, dreams that still wait for tomorrow. And my neckerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. Daddy would do his Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve and come flying into the house with packages scattering here and there in gold and red and sparkles, and hug everybody and hug Mother, and we'd have a celebration dinner, and then we waited for him to read to us. Because he was blind, it was a braille book in his hands, moving over the pages, told the story, the wonderful story. Sugar plums dancing in our heads. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. For weeks I'd been dreaming of the hidden presence of bikes and sleds and wagons and dancing dolls and new mown hay perfume. We'd all go to bed reluctantly. Does anybody sleep on Christmas Eve? And I'd lie in bed with my eyes wide open praying, oh God, please, no books. No clothes. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney Saint Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. When I was 3 years old, I remember waking up, looking into the living room at the tree shining, sparkling, bright. And there was Santa Claus, and he was eating one of the sugar cookies my mother had left for him. I had a vision of Santa Claus eating sugar cookies in houses all over the world. It was a great sugar rush. And then I saw Santa put my doll under the tree. I can still see it as clear as day, as clear as sleigh bells calling, like the feel of snow on my face, when I think of the Christmas carols and of my father, my mother, my brothers and sister, my beautiful family, and Saint Nicholas. Was the best of all Christmases. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Christmas.